भाव अखिल श्रुति सार में अखिल मीन्स एंटायर रीड द वर्ल्ड मीनिंग
Svanubhavam.
Svanubhavam.
Self-assimilated experience.
Self-assimilated experience.
Akila.
Akila.
All around.
All around.
Shruti.
Shruti.
Vedas.
Vedas.
Saram.
Saram.
Cream.
Cream.
Ekam.
Ekam.
The only one.
The only one.
Adhyatma.
Adhyatma.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Deepam.
Deepam.
Torchlight.
Torchlight.
Atiti Tirshatam.
Atiti Tirshatam.
Desiring to overcome.
Desiring to overcome.
Ntama.
Ntama.
Antam.
Antam.
Deeply dark material existence.
Deeply dark material existence.
Sangsarinam.
Sangsarinam.
Of the materialistic men.
Of the materialistic men.
Kurunaya.
Kurunaya.
Out of causeless mercy.
Out of causeless mercy.
Aha.
Aha.
Said.
Said.
Purana.
Purana.
Supplementary to the Vedas.
Supplementary to the Vedas.
Guhyam.
Guhyam.
Very confidential.
Very confidential.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Vyasa.
Vyasa.
Sunam.
Sunam.
The son of Vyasadeva.
The son of Vyasadeva.
Upayami.
Upayami.
Let me offer my obeisances.
Let me offer my obeisances.
Gurum.
Gurum.
Spiritual master.
Spiritual master.
Muninam.
Muninam.
Of the great sages.
Of the great sages.
Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who, out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this Purana, supplement to the Vedas, the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
So, these are the qualifications of spiritual master. What is that? Svanubhavam must assimilate personally. Svanubhavam, akhila shruti sar. Shruti. The Vedas are called shruti. Absolute knowledge. It has to be learned by hearing, not by speculation. Shruti. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche shrotriyam. From shruti, the shrotriya comes. So, he is offering respect to Sukadeva Goswami because he has assimilated the whole Vedic knowledge, Shruti Sara. What is the Sara? Sara means essence. What is the ultimate goal of knowledge? Essence of knowledge. This is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyam. The real purpose of Vedic knowledge is to search out where is Krishna. So, Sukadeva Goswami assimilated the Vedic knowledge and he was after Krishna. Although he was a liberated soul, still, he was after Krishna. To become liberated is not the final stage. To liberated means one who understands that he is not this material body. He is liberated. But that much knowledge is not sufficient. One must act according to that. It's like one is cured from the feverish condition. One was suffering from fever. Now there is no fever. That's nice. But that is called convalescent stage. In the convalescent stage, if you do not take care nicely, again the fever may be relaxed. That is marginal stage. Healthy stage and disease condition stage, and between them there is marginal stage. So we cannot stay on the marginal stage. We must come this side or that side. So, even if we are liberated, if we are not engaged in the activities of liberation, then we are to be considered on the marginal stage, and marginal stage means we may again fall down in this material condition. Arujya kichena param padam tata patanti adha anadrita jusma dangraya. Arujya kichena, kichena means with great difficulty. The philosophers, they try to understand the absolute truth by mental speculation. But simply by mental speculation, you cannot stay in that understanding. Or, in other words, by theoretical knowledge, you cannot escape. It must be practiced. Practiced. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are putting the candidate into practice. Without practice, simply knowledge is no good. That is simply foolishly to become papta that I am now liberated. I have got this knowledge, I am now liberated. No, that is not liberation. That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam elsewhere. Jannera vindakha vimukta manino. Vimukta manino. They are thinking that they have become liberated. Just like the Mahavadi sannyasi, they are dressed among themselves as Narayan, Namo Narayan. That means everyone has become Narayan. The modern increase of incarnation of God means this Mayavad philosophy. Because in the Mayavad philosophy, everyone thinks that he is God, Narayan. I have become Narayan. Brahma Bhuta. Now I have become Narayan. No. You cannot become Narayan. You can become Narayan's Das, servant. That is your healthy state. So, if after liberation, liberation means sufficient knowledge to understand that one is not this body, that is called liberation. So after liberation there is activity. That they do not know. They think after liberation there is no other activity. Some of them say that when the water pot is full, there is no more sound. It is solid. But our philosophy is that when one is liberated, his actual life begins. What is that actual life? The actual life is to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is actual life. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhati param. After being Brahma Bhuta, not simply by knowing Aham Brahmasmi. No, one must realize, assimilate, how he is Brahma. Brahma means the same thing as the Absolute Truth. So, we are living entities, being parcel and part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma, Krishna. Certainly we are Brahma. There is no doubt about it. But if one stops activities of Brahma realization, then he falls down. So the Brahma activities are this devotional service. People may see that these Krishna conscious people, they are also working, they are also eating, they are also sleeping, they are earning money, we are earning money in this way, they are earning in another way. So they may see the similarity of action. Karma and bhakti to the fools appear to be the same. No, it is not the same. Here is realization that everything belongs to Krishna. Whereas in the karma platform, the realization is that everything belongs to me. It is my house, my money, my children, my country, my society, my property, my and I. I am the monarch of all I survey, and I am the proprietor of everything. So this misconception is not there in the bhakti. In the bhakti school, everything belongs to Krishna. We don't take anything as our own. That is called Vaishnava philosophy, assimilate, anubhava. So it is stated here, Sanubhavam means personally convinced, anubhava. God can be realized at the present stage by anubhava. We cannot see God now, but anubhava, appreciating or understanding the nature of God and seeing God, there is no difference, absolutely. So our business is at the present moment to feel the presence of the Lord in every action. The presence of the law. That is one thing. So in some day, if you continue in the Krishna consciousness, presence of the Lord in everything, then it will be possible someday to see Krishna eye to eye, just like we are seeing. We are seeing Krishna, here is Krishna. But still, because we are conditioned, so sometimes we think that this is not actual Krishna, this is a statue of Krishna. But that is not the fact. Fact is, Krishna is one. Krishna is absolute, Advaitin. He is identified to everything. What is everything? Everything means manifestation of his energy. So energy is not different from the energetic. Shakti, shaktimato, abhida. There is no difference. Just like the sun and the sun sign or heat of the sun. Heat of the sun, sun and the sun sign, they appear to be different from the sun, but actually it is not, because they are simultaneous. Wherever there is sun, there is heat and light. Or wherever there is heat and light, there is sun. In the morning, when you see that it is now clear, there is no more darkness, immediately you understand that there is sunrise. So this Sanubhava, when there is no darkness within your heart, Sanubhava, what is Krishna? When you understand fully within your heart, at that time your actual liberation is attained. So what Sukadeva Goswami did, that after assimilating the whole Vedic literature, he distributed it. And that is another interesting. If you really have learned the essence of Vedic knowledge, automatically you will be inclined to preach it. Savanam Kirtanam. Savanam means to hear, to receive the knowledge. And next, Kirtanam means to distribute or describe the knowledge. Dasyana bhavam akira sudhisaramitam adhyatma dhipam. Dhipam means lamp. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is just like the lamp in the darkness to see Krishna alone. Adhyatma dhipam. And for whom it is meant? Srimad Bhagavatam is not meant for the street boys or who are accustomed to read so many nonsense literature. They want to waste their time. They have no engagement. They purchase some book, fictitious book, and read it. Not only they, even elderly men, they read it. But this book is different from those books. It is meant for person those who are desiring to get out of this world of ignorance, tamandham, griha andha kupam, andha. Andha means blind or darkness. So our materialistic way of life is described as griha andha kupam. This family life is like just like dark well. We are already in the darkness. And another darkness is to fall in the dark well. If one falls down in the dark well, it is very difficult to get out because he may cry very loudly, and people may not hear. This dark well are sometimes there in the paddy field. I have seen one dark well in your country when I was guest in John Leland's house in 1969. I saw in the garden there was a dark well. Dark well means a very deep ditch well, but it is covered with grass. You cannot know that there is a deep well, but while walking you may fall down within it, and it is already covered with grass, and it is very deep. If you fall down and you try to get out of it, because it is lonely place, nobody is there, nobody may hear you, and you may simply die without any help. So this materialistic way of life without any knowledge of the outside world. Or without any knowledge. Outside world means just like we are within this universe, it is covered. The round thing which you see in the sky, that is the covering. Just like a coconut shell. The coconut shell within and without. Within the coconut shell, it is darkness. And without, it is light. Similarly, this universe is just like the coconut we are within. As in the within coconut, there is water, half water. Similarly, within this universe, there is half water. On that water, Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is lying. And from his navel, a lotus stream is sprouted. Just imagine, within the coconut there is water and somebody is lying and there is some stream out of the navel. Exactly this universe is like that. But outside the universe there is light. Here, within the universe, because it is covered, light is required, sunlight is required, moonlight is required, electricity is required. But in the spiritual world, there is no necessity of light. They are self-effulgent. Therefore, tamondham saṃsārinām atititirsatām tamondham. Those are actually serious about going out of this darkness and come to the light. Tamasīmā jyotirgamā. Don't remain in this darkness. Come to the light. So, anyone who is very serious, titirsatām tamondham, saṃsārinām, adhyātma-dīpam atititir-satām tamandham. Those are actually serious to go out of this darkness to light. For them, this is the lamp. Just like in darkness, if you are held with a lamp, please come this way, come this way. So you can come out of the darkness. Similarly, atititir-satām, one who wants to get liberation from this darkness, for them this Srimad Bhagavat is given by Sukadeva Goswami. Saṃsārinām karunayā. This is the business of the saintly person. They are very much compassionate to these materialistic men, saṃsārinām. Saṃsārinām, they are perpetually rotating, wandering within this darkness, in different forms of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa paye bhakti rata bi. We are wondering, the modern education system has no knowledge. They simply know that this life is everything. Waste this life by sense gratification, because after death everything is void. Now I have got this body. Body means the senses. And I enjoy my senses. This is the materialistic way of life. They have no knowledge that there is life after death. We should prepare ourselves what kind of body we shall have next life. Instead of they are being washed off, not washed off, or carried away by the waves of material nature. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings, Kena mayar vase jacho bhese khacho habu dubu bhal. Jeev Krishna das evi shas kolle tvar dukkhana. everyone is suffering, Maya Mosha, under the influence of Maya, the illusory energy. They are being carried away by the waves. Waves means the three modes of material nature. And suffering, sometimes being drowned, sometimes up, sometimes relieved, sometimes distressed. This is going on. So the only way to get out of this anxiety or to stop the perpetual being carried away is to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna also says, sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vaśa. You are suffering, you simply surrender unto me. So what Krishna says, the Bhagavad also says the same thing. Bhagavad begins, param sattam dhīmahī, the Supreme, I offer my respect to the Supreme. Om namo bhagavati vāsudevāya. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Vasudeva. Vasudeva means Krishna. So saṃsārinaṁ karunaya āha purāna guhyam. Purāna. Purāna means, sometimes the Mahāvādīs, they say these Purānas are stories. No, that are not stories. It comes from the Puran. Puran means filling up, supplementary, to complete it. Puranas, they are not out of the Vedic literature. Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puran, they are all, they are all belonging to the Vedic literature. Especially Srimad Bhagavatam is called Mahapurana. Therefore, Mahapurana, why in Mahapurana? Purana Guhyam, very confidential Puran. There are Sattvic Puran, Rajasic Puran, Tamasic Puran, three kinds of Purana. So the aim is to take the leader on the liberation platform, but according to the quality. In the Tamasic Puran, there are recommendations for Goddess Kali and other. And Rajasic Puran, there is recommendation for Yajna or worshipping the demigods in heavenly planet, Indra, Chandra. But in Sattvic Puran, only about Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, is recommended to be worshipped. So this is called Purana Guhyam, because in this Puran you won't find any recommendation for worshipping any other demigod. Simply, Sattam Param Dhīmahī, only the Absolute, Sattam Param, the ultimate Absolute Truth, Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vāsudevāya. Saṃsārinaṁ karunayāha purāna guhyam. He first of all spoke Śrīmad Bhāgavatam to being compassionate to the people suffering from this material pain. Taṁ vyāsasūnam upajāmi guruṁ manīnā. Guruṁ manīnā. He is not only my guru, but he is guru, spiritual master of great sages and saintly persons. Even Vyasadeva also considered his son as greater than himself. When Sukadeva Goswami appeared in the assembly where many saintly persons were present at the time of Maharaj Parikshit, so at that time, all the munis stood up to receive him. All the munis. Even there was Vyasadeva, he also stood up. Therefore, he is Guru Munina. He is spiritual master of all saintly persons. the purport.
In this prayer, Srila Sutta Goswami practically summarizes the complete introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural supplementary commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. The Vedanta Sutras, or the Brahma Sutras, were compiled by Vyasadeva with a view to presenting just the cream of Vedic knowledge.
Yes. First of all, there was only one Veda, Atharva Veda. Then he divided, according to the subject matter, into four Vedas: Sam, Yajur, Atharva, Rig. Then he explained the Vedas by the Puranas. And he compiled Mahabharata also for the same purpose, how one can understand the Vedic literature. Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Traina Suti Gochara. Those are less intelligent. Omen, Shudra, and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means those who are born in Brahmin family but are not just to the quality. They are called Dijabandhu. For them this Mahabharata. And at the end, he summarized the whole thing by writing Vedanta Sutra. Still he was not happy, and under the direction of his spiritual master Narada, he wrote himself the commentary of the Vedanta Sutra, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on this cream. Srila Shukadeva Goswami was a thoroughly realized master of the Vedanta Sutra, and consequently he also personally realized the commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus to show his boundless mercy upon bewildered materialistic men who want to cross completely over nescience, he recited for the first time this confidential knowledge. There is no point in arguing that a materialistic man can be happy. No materialistic creature, be he the great Brahma or an insignificant ant, can be happy. Everyone tries to make a permanent plan for happiness, but everyone is baffled by the laws of material nature. Therefore, the materialistic world is called the darkest region of God's creation. Yet the unhappy materialists can get out of it simply by desiring to get out. Unfortunately, they are so foolish that they do not want to escape.
They do not know that there is escape. They think this is all. This is their education. They have no knowledge. Although they are suffering in every state, they are making plans in their own way within this material world, just like the UNESCO and so many other all-nation attempts are there. They are planning within this, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as charvita charvananam. Charvita means chewing the tooth. They see that our previous leaders, they also did like this. It was not successful. Still, they are going on in different way. That is not the way. Actually, if you are really anxious to become free from the conditioned life, then you have to take to adhyatma shastra. You have to take knowledge from spiritual sources. One.
Therefore they are compared to the camel who relishes thorny twigs because he likes the taste of the twigs mixed with blood. He does not realize that it is his own blood, and that his tongue is being cut by the thorns. Similarly to the materialist, his own blood is as sweet as honey, and although he is always harassed by his own material creations, he does not wish to escape. Such materialists are called karmis. Out of hundreds of thousands of karmis, only a few may feel tired of material engagement and desire to get out of the labyrinth. Such intelligent persons are
bonam samam bonam janmanamante Gyanavan man pravandas. After many, many births, they come to realize that this is not the way of solution. I must take shelter of the Supreme Personality. That's all I turn to.
Vishnu Padma Krishna 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 Krishna.